With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A new world screwworm outbreak amongst Cayman's neighbors have local officials asking ranchers to be on the lookout. Department of Agriculture Senior Veterinary Officer Dr. Tiffany Chisholm says new world screwworm is a destructive parasite, with the larva feeding on living tissue. Unlike regular blowflies that only feed on dead tissue, it affects cattle, goats, and all major livestock species, including all other warm-blooded animals, as well as humans.
I want to reassure everyone that the Cayman Islands remains 100% free of New World screwworm. However, given active outbreaks in neighboring regional areas, such as Central America and the United States, we must stay ahead of the risk.
She says diagnosis of New World screwworm is only possible through microscopic laboratory identification.
Prevention is our best defense. Inspect your animals daily, treat injuries immediately, practice good flight control, and ensure proper farm hygiene and biosecurity.
If you see an animal or pet with a deep, foul-smelling wound, visible maggots, or an animal separating from the herd, isolate them immediately. You can email agriculture@gov.ky for more information or to book a vet appointment. Legends Behind Our Landmarks is a new national campaign designed to, quote, deepen public awareness and appreciation of the Cayman Islands' rich cultural and historical heritage.
Our heritage is more than just history preserved in books. It lives within all of our communities and our landmarks, and the stories that's been passed down from generation to generation.
Minister for Culture and Heritage, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, invites you to explore the stories behind some of our island's most recognizable places. A dedicated website, legendsbehindourlandmarks.ky, serves as the hub of the campaign, featuring an interactive map allowing users to explore historical landmarks across all three islands through accessible stories, historical information, and, quote, engaging facts. And the Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control Service is celebrating the graduation of 13 young Caymanians who, quote, successfully completed the CBC recruit training program. They undertook, quote, intensive training in areas such as border security operations, customs enforcement, law enforcement fundamentals, ethics, customer service, physical fitness, and practical field exercises. Jakaylee Swaby picked up the award for Best Overall Trainee and Valedictorian. Their graduation marks the beginning of a career in public service, protecting Cayman's borders, upholding its laws, and serving the community with, quote, professionalism and dedication. In regional news, an American woman has disappeared while on vacation in Grenada, and her loved ones are pleading for help finding her. 44-year-old North Carolina resident Elizabeth Waddell was last seen at Grand Anse Beach on Wednesday. She'd been staying at the popular tourist destination in St. George's, the nation's capital. Police have asked fishermen, boat operators, and residents along the southern coastline to report any sightings of her. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Caroline Nichols. President Macron of France has been holding a crisis cabinet meeting as wildfires continue to scorch swathes of the country. A huge fire is threatening the city of Bordeaux. More than 220,000 people have been evacuated from the surrounding region, and road and rail services linking France to Spain have been severely restricted. In Spain itself, firefighters are trying to contain blazes in the Valencia region, where 15,000 people have been evacuated. Even bigger fires north of Madrid have destroyed nearly 800 square kilometres. Sudan's army says it's regained full control of a highway linking Khartoum with the besieged capital of North Kordofan state, El Obeid, following 2 days of fighting. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces had controlled the highway since the civil war began 3 years ago. Police in the Philippines are investigating two suspected bomb incidents in Manila, hours before President Ferdinand Marcos was due to deliver his State of the Nation address. There were no reported injuries. A South Korean court has handed an 18-month suspended prison sentence to the former president, Yoon Sung-yeol, for violating election laws during his campaign in 2022. Yoon is already serving a life sentence for insurrection relating to his martial law declaration in December 2024. Britain's new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, will welcome Ukraine's president today as his first foreign leader since taking office. Volodymyr Zelensky is making the visit ahead of a trip to Washington. Officials in Indonesia have banned two Dutch nationals linked to a Bali running club from entering the country, accusing them of discrimination against local residents. The Entourage Club has faced a widespread backlash after Indonesians were allegedly turned away or ignored during registration for an event. The club has apologised, blaming an automated registration bias. BBC News.